Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number 3, this new moon is going to be highlighting the energies of the 5 and the 6 for you all. So I would say it's a very good likelihood that you will see some kind of change or transformation in the home or the home front, right? Or in those deeper relationships that are close to our heart. So partnerships, friends, family, community. You could also see some changes within your community, your presence within that community as well. But really, there's something here around whether it's unexpected or expected changes within the home life. So people could be leaving the home, coming back to the home. You could be adopting a pet. You could be meeting someone and or taking a relationship to the next level. And again, that person maybe moves in with you or you move in with them. You could see maybe you were working from like a brick and mortar building and now you start working from home. And so your finances around your home are, you know, changed in some way or are affected in some way, potentially. There's a lot that can kind of come in here around the home and love, how we love, how we show up to love, how we receive love. So you may meet someone at this time who brings with them a whole new perspective, because the 5 energy is very progressive. It's very forward thinking. It's very unconventional and it's outside the box. And so when we have this in correlation with the energy of the 6, this can bring very unconventional situations to our attention, where, you know, again, we might meet someone who's very unconventional, who's very different than we would ever expect that we would be friends with or would be in a partnership with or whatever. But we could learn a lot from this individual potentially, right? And so, you know, and if it's a soul contract, there's no avoiding it, right? It's like they're going to find you, you're going to find them, and sparks are going to fly. But it can be very unconventional, can be very outside the box, right? Like not within the norm. So you might start, I don't know, things may change in your home life that now suddenly where things were very quote unquote normal, now things seem very different and it's an adjustment potentially. But you're going to be asked to sort of surrender to what you can't control, to go with the flow and to move with this energy and see what it presents to you instead of fighting it and trying to keep things as they've always been. It's very unlikely that when we have 5 energy that things are going to remain the same. Always brings some element of change. And for you all, it's tied with this energy of the 6. So again, around love, truth, honesty, the home, our relationships, finances even could all be affected with this. But just remember, whatever the 5 touches, it's helping you to move into greater alignment, whether it's an alignment that you can see and realize and recognize, or one that is kind of thrown on you and then you see the beauty of it after the fact. So again, I would say be as adaptable, go with the flow as, you know, as much as possible. See where this energy takes you. It's kind of unveiling something to you, something that needs to change within those relationships, within, you know, how you're being honest with yourself or honest with others, how you, again, you know, your relationship to love, how you show up, how you receive, etc. Or even your relationship to your home environment, your community, your place within the community. All these things are in the spotlight at this time, and all of them are open to change. Now, again, sometimes when the 5 comes in, it can feel like the rug's ripped out from underneath us. But what we have to keep reminding ourselves is wherever this 5 energy is trying to take me, and it can feel like a current, wherever it's trying to take me is for my highest good. And once it drops you, wherever it wants to drop you, then you can kind of survey the landscape and get your footing and figure out the next steps. But just remember, it's always serving something greater, something bigger, and something much more aligned to the direction you want to be moving in towards. So keep that in mind. Big energy threes. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.